the bottom of some things that are or are maybe not going your way. How can we make your life better? Pretty much everything you need to know about this day, the 25th of May, is in focus here. Those of you who are interested in life, liberty, and the pursuit of information, otherwise known as schmarts, you're in the right place because we have Miss Schmarts, Schmartsy Pants. As a matter of fact, it's
that's what they call me.
Miss Schmartsy Pants. There she is. Yep. And she's happy to let you know, as my daughter used to when she was 4 or 5 years old, 6, 7 years, even up through junior high school days, she was happy to tell everybody how smart she was. I'm Megan Stephan, and I'm very smart.
Well, that's
and
nice.
As a result of that, she had no friends. Zero.
Aww.
And then she learned how to become smart and not tell everybody about it in high school and had lots of friends. I think that's, nobody wants to hear how smart you are, but they want to know you're smart. Difference. I don't want to, look at me, I'm so smart, like politicians.
Yeah, nobody likes a smarty pants.
No, of course not, or a smarty, you know, what else. But there are people who can be impressive just by displaying their intelligence. You don't have to say, you just do, right? Isn't that more important, more better, as they say?
It's more better.
Much more better to do that. So what do we have today? What things are new at DougStephan.com, or what are we talking about? The things that are issues of the day that are not political. I don't know. Do you consider prison overcrowding to be a political issue? I don't know how you could make, unless, well, I suppose it boils down to illegal immigration, at least in California where you are, Jennifer.
In California, it's political.
Yeah, it's political, but it really isn't when you get there. The people who don't want to change the system, like the status quo, they're happy to make it a political issue. Oh, you're being unfair to this group and not to that group and however and whoever. See, that's not the way I look at it. I know you'll be shocked to hear that I have a different point of view. I don't even know if it's a different point of view. Sure, the illegals are the problem, not the only problem, however. And this is where we have the opportunity. Look, here's an example, however, of how this becomes a big problem. You may or may not have heard this story, and you're certainly welcome to comment at 800-510-8255 about the discovery in Mexico last week. Last, I believe it was Thursday. Not, don't hold me to the day, but it was one day last week. Mexican authorities found 514 illegal immigrants in the back of two tractor trailers.
Oh, 514.
514 people who were crammed inside two tractor trailers heading toward the United States border. 514 illegal immigrants. Well, they weren't illegal because they were in Mexico.
Right.
They were on their way to the border.
They were prepping to be illegal.
Yeah, right. So apparently now, this is sort of interesting, X-ray equipment, similar to the X-rays that are used, the same kind of X-ray system, only obviously much more penetrating, being used on the trucks that go through the border. The same X-ray equipment that we use at the TSA checkpoints in all the airports now has been made bigger. It's the same, again, it's exactly the same technology. And it then looks inside the trucks to see what's inside the trucks and saw these illegals inside the trailers from El Salvador, Ecuador, China, Japan, Guatemala, India, Nepal, Honduras, the Dominican Republic. All of those countries represented by some of those in the group of 514 in those tractor trailers. El Salvadorians, Ecuadorians, Chinese, Japanese, Guatemalans, Indians. Think about this for a second. The Japanese now are finding, because of what's happened in their country, and we're finding it as well, that people to survive are leaving in droves. And they're headed toward China if they can get in. New Zealand. You didn't know this, did you?
No.
Nobody's talking about this. 800-510-8255, because things are so bad in Japan now. People want to get out. Nepal, things have been bad there forever. You know, how many people even know where Nepal is? That's a good...
Near China, isn't it?
Well, it's a... If you look at the map, I'm looking at my map. I love maps. It's a country that's sort of... Yeah, it's not... It's closer to China than it is America.
Yes, that's my map. I am a smarty pants.
She's so smart. Yeah, she is a smarty pants. Anyway, so, but these... Mostly we think of the illegals coming from Mexico and or from Central America, but Japan and China and India and Nepal in the same truck. So they're making their way to Mexico in order to figure a way to get into the United States. So is the reason so many people want to come here illegally and legally still, is it because of the opportunity? Is it because of the handouts? Which is it? Are there opportunities here for people from all these countries, or is it that things are so easy here in terms of what's available that everybody knows, hey, if you can get in on the free goodies, help yourself to a trip to America. And some people pay, that's the other scam here, some people pay what amounts to their full life savings or their family's life savings to get into these trucks to get over here.
You know, I don't know how to dance around this lightly.
I wouldn't dance around it, Richie. I'd go for it.
Different.
If you get into trouble, I can blame you.
Yeah,
so
right. People from different countries come for different things.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen an Asian person walk up to me saying, I just got into
the
country.
Can
you help me with a few dollars?
Right.
Where I've had in this area.
So you're suspecting the Chinese and the Japanese may not be
They come for the opportunity.
So why do
they
come through
legally?
They
have a job.
Why don't they come on a visa for 6 months and nose around? That's legal.
You know, my wife and I were having this conversation the other day.
Yeah.
And you have to have somebody to sponsor you for that visa. And if you don't have anybody to sponsor you, you don't have a chance. You don't have a ticket in.
Relatives often, I know some of my friends from Jamaica come here and other countries like that. And they, in fact, have they are asked whether there are relatives living in the United States. And the answer is yeah. And then they let them in to visit for
and
6 months.
That person that lives here has to sign for them. I mean, you just can't come and say, I want to be a citizen. You have to have somebody sponsor you.
Well,
if you don't.
It's not about citizenship. This is just about coming for a visit for 3 months or 6 months or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing that all these people, and so the question.
Do you think that people from Central America, and not so much South America, come expecting the handouts as to where people from Asia come expecting the opportunities?
That's an interesting and a very well-made point. You were very articulate, Richie, in the way you presented that.
Thank
and
you,
I
Dudley.
Think, yes, that there is something to what you're saying. However, I ask the question again. If, in fact, there is, as you suggested, maybe these people are just not educated to it. They know America is the land of opportunity, or so they think, or the land of the holdout. The land of the handout. And so whether the Chinese or Japanese are doing that, maybe the Indians, you could make a, or the Nepalese.
The Indians come with brains and college educations.
Well,
and
that's what I'm saying.
Skills.
They work. They want to work. So why are they coming through the back door? Why aren't they coming through the front door?
And I will tell you, in India, you're seeing a lot less people come from there because of the opportunities that we are outsourcing to India now.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is something to think about and discuss, I think it couples in with all of this prison overcrowding because there are so many people in our prisons that are illegal, and then there are the white collar crimers. I'm a smart guy too.
Yes,
there are the white collar criminals or white collar callers. If you're a white-collar caller, you might want to call us at 800-510-8255. Blue-collar callers are welcome as well. If you have no caller on, you're welcome.
We like you, too.
We like you. We like everybody who's got something to say. 800-510-8255. What's the source of the problem? We know what the problem is. What is the source of the problem as far as prison overcrowding? I maintain it's this sort of thing. And by the way, there are dozens of these outfits in Mexico operating every day, all day, and they get in. They hide, you know, what's happened with the X-ray thing. They hide in, let's say you're bringing over a truckload of tractors, all right? If you crouch down behind the wheels or underneath the tractor, they're not going to find you because the x-ray is going to see the tractor, they're not going to see you. There are ways of scamming this. Aren't you glad I'm spreading that info around?
Yeah. Maybe you could make a manual.
Help yourself. 800-510-8255.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. The Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Which famous singer was ejected from Graceland by security guards in 1976? Billy Joel? David Bowie?
Is that one of the options? Is he one of the options? Since we were playing this song. So let me get this straight.
You just gave the answer with the song you asked for?
You play a Bruce Springsteen song and then ask that question and Bruce Springsteen is the answer? What a maroon. I'll let me see you. I think it's Elton John.
Shut up. Will the two of you just be quiet?
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. I mean, at least I think it does.
Join the party. Doug Stephan's good day.
Every time you turn on the news this week, you see that guy from San Diego who told the airport security, "Don't touch my junk." Can you see that guy? The guy's like a hero now. He's like a folk hero. The man's name is John Tyner. Now they say because he resisted and called up, you know, all this commotion, rather, he could end up going to jail. Hey, that's not the place to be if you don't want someone touching your junk. Believe me.
Sure is. Okay. Now, 25 after, on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Mr. R. McFadden.
Hello.
Is at the controls in our main studio in Washington. You can see him at work. If you look at the video box at DougStephan.com, you can also see me at work, sort of. This is not really work. It is a passion. There's a difference. Wouldn't it be great if everybody who was passionate about their work could get themselves wrapped around it like we do? It's work and passion don't, unfortunately, go together as much as they ought to. You find something that you're really passionate, you love to do. Wouldn't it be great if you could spend your time doing that? That's wherein we would be much more productive if we all found things that we really loved and we could make a couple of bucks at it. Jennifer Horn also is guilty of same, liking what she does. Liking. Loving. And so we're focused on the prison overcrowding problem, whether or not it's all because of the illegals, and the answer to that is no, but you have thoughts on both of those issues, and certainly you're welcome to share them with us at 800-510-8255. Thus, the appearance of pause. You're not related to Salon Pause, are you? Where's pause? I hit the button, Richie. Do you not have the thing?
I hit my button, too. We're both hitting buttons. On. Pause.
Pause.
Yeah, nice.
There you go.
Naps, great, aren't they? Slow and steady rins the way. All right, so you have something for us here, Paz?
You're talking to Tom, right?
Yes, it's very good, Rich. Now, somebody's done a wonderful job on helping themselves screwing up our...
Whoever just talked right now, yeah. That's who we're talking to.
Dan, let's see if we can talk to you. Hello,
oh, no.
Welcome to Good Day. Hi, Dan.
Well, hello there, Doug. How are you doing?
Well, how about
again?
You? Say hello.
I'm doing fine. Okay. You were mentioning about the people that are coming over here illegally.
Yes, sir.
I had a good friend from El Salvador, and he worked two jobs to save up money to go back and reclaim his land that was usurped from him. And I asked him, I said, how are you going to do that? He says, I'm going to have these people hit. So I don't know how he ever made out.
So he came to America to make money. He had been thrown off of his land by squatters or somebody who wanted, sounds like the old West, you know.
Yeah.
Cut the fences.
That was something. But I used to be an ice cream man down there in El Monte, and I went broke because I couldn't turn the little kids down. But those Mexican people treated me. I did. I really did.
Ice cream for everybody.
You sold ice cream in Mexico, and
no,
you
I
gave
sold
more
ice cream.
Of it.
I sold ice cream in El Monte in Nevada. I was the only person that would go in there.
Oh, I see.
And so I went broke doing business with those people, but I couldn't turn those little kids down. But the women in there would bring me the most fantastic Mexican meals every day. They would bring me tacos and burritos and tacos.
So where is this town you're talking about? Where
El Monte, California. El Monte, California.
I don't know El Monte.
Pomona, by Pomona.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heavily.
It's better to share those things than keep them yourself.
They were coming here for the opportunity. They weren't interested in the welfare. They would work two jobs. They'd live five, six
Got
people.
Got the story. Dan, thank you. 28 past.
Maybe you've seen him.
The movie Mother or Defending Your Life or Lost in America. He also did one called Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World.
Comedian Albert Brooks has written a book. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP book editor Alan Fallow says Albert Brooks has a reputation as a maverick.
He said, you know, Alan, the truth is that of all the art forms, when you go back to Lenny Bruce and everything, the people who do comedy are generally the deepest thinkers.
Brooks's novel is 2030, the real story of what happens to America.
In general, it's a very thoughtful book about the fact, according to Albert Brooks at least, that current trends cannot continue without some fairly major social upheaval.
And China wants to buy a chunk of California. Hopeful and thought-provoking, read 2030 to see if you think some of it will come true in 19 years. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Video, courtesy of Rich and his technical expertise and the great studio facilities they put together at Radio America, our originating network in Washington. Therefore, you can see both of us. We would love it if we could see Roberta, even though she doesn't want to be seen in the state she's in, nor does Jennifer. These women in their
Jennifer,
I'll give a pass.
Jennifer, I'll give a pass. It's so,
you know,
me.
It's 3 a.m.
No,
no
pass.
Up.
3 a.m.? I get a pass.
Roberta, it's 9:33 for you.
Yeah,
surely
Roberta,
you could have taken a shower and gotten presentable by now. Yeah.
Come on, Roberta.
No.
You know, it's interesting as things
surely
improve here weather-wise. The weather today, near 80 degrees. Yesterday, near 80 degrees. Things are drying out, sunny. Charlotte is the funniest thing. She will go, for those of you who don't know, that Charlotte is my English bulldog, who is my faithful companion morning, noon, and night. She is something, with the sun, she becomes a different being. She will go sit. She went outside an hour ago and just laid in the grass. She did her rollover and then spread out with her legs behind her. Then she gets on the steps, which are made of granite, and they attract the heat, like the driveway in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Or go around the pool. She'll sit there and bake. I mean bake. And ha, ha, ha.
Is that what that pan
that's
is?
That's what it is.
We were
she just came
yeah
in
we
from
hear
outside. Well, yeah, she's so hot. And she'll sit out, she'll go to the hottest spot and just lie there and bake.
We didn't know. We were wondering if you needed to be alone.
No.
Because
right.
Yeah, right. I heard a lot of panting.
We thought
right
you were like that guy on the plane there.
Funny, 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 funny.
Roberta.
Funny. Just a real, she's so funny about stuff like that. She won't even go get a drink of water. All right, we're ignoring Roberta, which
yes,
is probably the
are
best thing to do most of the time. 25 before the hour. Something that is near and dear to my heart, as all of you know, because of my having been on the farm all my life, I have a dairy store now in, let's see here, what are we, a year, not a year and a half quite, opened April of last year, selling dairy products like raw milk and ice cream and cheeses and yogurt and things like that. And before that and through that, you've heard me rail about, and I know that's a you, they call it a rant. That is they being Richie and Jennifer and Roberta sometimes refer to me going off on my passions with regard to your choices of food. It is one of the most dangerous signs of any society that is supposed to be free when it is told it cannot choose the foods. That would be like saying, and you wouldn't hear it because there isn't the equality here, but the government decides tomorrow we're going to shut down McDonald's because they're not good for you. Well, you're a free person. You ought to be able to make the choice to go buy bad food at a restaurant or in the grocery store or wherever you want to get it and ingest it. That's part of being a free, responsible adult or irresponsible adult. But the government now, especially under this administration, but it has happened, it's gotten worse over the past 10 years, to be sure, through the various agencies that can make their own rules up. And that's basically what happens. They call it rulemaking. Congress sometimes has to get in and stop them from doing it, as is the case now with some of the rules that the FDA is putting together for that wonderful bill that we talked about for almost 2 years, the so-called Food Safety Enhancement Act, which does nothing but favor the big suppliers and at the expense of little suppliers makes things miserable, difficult, almost impossible to survive. During the first round of conversations about the FDA's attitude toward raw milk and other, not just the FDA, but local government as well, or state government, and attitude of certain businesses toward your being able to choose whatever food you want, raw milk has come into the focus. I met a gentleman last year named David Gumpert who wrote a book. He's from the Boston area, and a lot of the information that was in the book he had or was excerpted, sort of put in various op-ed pieces in various local newspapers. And that's when I first became aware of him. And so he came to my aid when I applied for a license to sell raw milk. He was involved in we had a hearing and a day of, I suppose, protesting. David, maybe that would be the right word for it. We had my cow on Boston Common last year, and many farmers who want to make sure that raw milk is available and people who want to be able to choose raw milk were at that hearing. And interesting, the hearing went national this past week with a similar presentation and a cow on the common, although I think the precursor information I saw mostly showed pictures of my cow on the common from last year that promoted the thing in Washington. And so here we have this story of an Amish farmer, dairy farmer, who is delivering milk to customers. And why don't you take the story from there? We've told the story, but I want to hear it from your mouth, not necessarily the rest of the story, but the continuing story of this man and what was the basic core reason for the protest in Washington, right?
Yeah, we did the cow routine in Washington, and the cow was as big a hit in Washington as it was here in the Boston area.
Yeah.
A lot of media took notice, and I think even maybe some congressmen stuck their heads out the window and took a look. But just to kind of fill in the story, this Amish farmer, a man by the name of Dan Algier, has been supplying unpasteurized milk along with other food like naturally raised chickens and eggs from pastured chickens.
Yeah, he's a locavore. He believes
he's a locavore,
yeah,
right?
Locavore.
And
yeah.
He supplies food to members of a food club. Now, these are people who pay, I think it's $30 a year to be a member. They sign an agreement. The food is only available at members' homes. In other words, certain members make their homes drop-off points.
Mm-hmm.
And this is I mention this because it's important in this whole protest. What happened about a little over a year ago, the FDA apparently got wind of this buying club, and maybe because some of its some FDA employees may be members, but there are apparently a fair number of, you know, Capitol Hill type people who are members of this buying club, about 900 people,
mm-hmm.
and the FDA decided to infiltrate the club, and they several of their agents posed under assumed names, joined the club, started buying milk, and they would and what the,
this is sort of like infiltrating the SS, right? The same sort
yeah
of
yeah this is real combat, you
right.
know, this is real
very,
tough guy
right.
stuff
yeah
and and maybe they're, I don't know if they're veterans or whatever, but anyway, they go into this buying club. But the thing I found particularly disturbing was that they, to pick up their milk, they had to go into members' homes. So they were going into private homes, these FDA agents, to pick up their milk. And I just kind of wonder, what else were they doing while they were in members' homes?
Yeah.
They didn't have search warrants. They weren't there under their, you know, their identities. Mm-hmm. So they did this. They did this apparently 29 times, according to the court case that the FDA filed against Dan Algier. They filed a court case against him in Pennsylvania, demanding that the judge issue a permanent injunction barring him from shipping milk to this food club because they were crossing state lines, and it's against the law to sell milk across state lines. There's a whole question about whether he's really selling milk or delivering milk that they've already bought. And this whole issue will come up in court. But so that was the kind of the genesis of the protest. The members of this food club were extremely upset, as you might imagine, that not only were the agents coming into their homes unannounced, but that that their farmer was now the government was trying to keep them from getting access to their food, and really depriving them of what I would consider to be a basic human right, access to food that they feel is important, and they don't want to be forced to buy, say, the Purdue chicken or the Iowa eggs that are mass produced,
or Gorelick milk, or
Gorelick milk, exactly.
That kind
that's
of stuff.
ultra high pasteurized.
Right. Okay. So we have the FDA up to its old tricks, sneaking around 29 times. This is your tax dollars at work, folks. That's really what this is about. So where do we go? The idea of having the protest was to get Congress. There's legislation pending in Massachusetts to fix the problem here after the work of a lot of people. And I think, guess probably it started last year with that whole rally. But there are to have whether buying clubs or allow people to go and you know, farmers bring the milk to you. What the heck's the difference? So this is basically the same thing. Let's tear down the wall, in essence, and let people who want to buy raw milk get it from wherever they want to get it. Right?
Yes.
That's the essence of it. So what do you think is going to happen in Congress as the locavore movement increases and improves? You've got the usual FDA stuff, Department of Health. They say, oh, this is terrible, it'll kill you all. Meanwhile, they're fully in support of selling tobacco products, alcohol, anything, you know, that kills mass numbers, hundreds, thousands, millions of people every year, and yet they want to close down Rome. It's so pathetically predictable.
It is pathetic. That's a good word for it. I think the what's going to happen in Congress, I'm not sure. Representative Ron Paul has introduced legislation to rescind the interstate ban on raw milk shipments. That's something that went into effect in 1987. And unclear whether that will, you know, get any traction. I think this is the third time he's introduced.
Does it have a problem because it's associated with him? What successes does he have? He's somebody that would give me one more reason to want to support him for president. But what success does he have getting legislature through?
Yeah, I'm not sure he has a huge amount of success because he has this this kind of libertarian approach, and a lot of, I don't think a lot of congressmen and senators are really all that interested.
Which makes it interesting, David, as an aside, because most of us are really libertarian in our roots. That is, get us away from the government. The 70-some-odd percent who don't have party affiliations want things to be run better, things to be less expensive, things to be more choice. They resent, to the point of more than resentment, actually, the government being involved in everybody's life all the time. People are fed up with it.
They are. I think what actually may be happening, interesting trend here, which you alluded to, there's some legislation pending in Massachusetts to allow delivery of milk from the farm. In Massachusetts, people are allowed to go to farms and buy raw milk, but there's kind of a gray area as to whether the farms can have agents actually deliver the milk to drop-off points, much like in the Washington situation. And that goes on. But the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources has opposed that.
Yeah.
There is just actually there's a whole movement beginning. It started up in Maine. It's extended here to Massachusetts, called food sovereignty. A number of towns are passing ordinances or resolutions that say we in this town, the farmers in this town are allowed to sell direct to consumers, regardless of what state and federal laws might say. And that resolution is passed in, I think it's three towns in Maine, two towns in Vermont, and now in one town in Massachusetts.
Really?
Yes.
Would you get me that? Because I want to bring that to my town. I've not heard of this.
It's really gaining traction, and a lot of people are saying just what you said. I'd like to bring that up in my town.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on the Ag Commission in Framingham, and we bring it to the selectmen and let them squirm when people come in, and because that's make them squirm.
It gets a good discussion going, and I think this whole problem may have to be solved at the local level, and basically tell the FDA that, hey, you're not welcome here.
Yeah. All right, that's a great idea. There's what you keep in mind. All right, so your website is?
My website is thecompletepatient.com, just like it sounds, all one word.
Completepatient.com.
Thecompletepatient.com. My book is The Raw Milk Revolution, Behind America's Emerging Battle Over Food Rights.
All right, always good to talk to you. We have the same mindset on all of these things. It's great to be able to work together, and a lot of people around the country need to know what's going on, certainly. So appreciate your time, David, and perhaps we'll come across each other. We ought to work on the good fight locally here. That's
exactly.
Absolutely true. Great idea.
Good to speak with you, Tom.
Thank you, David. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Looks like you're 51 past the hour, Richie.
Very good, Dudley. Your eyes are working, so is your clock.
Yes, my mouth opens and shuts. And fortunately for everybody now, I can shut. 51
Woo-hoo!
Past the hour on Good Day.
Yes.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new attempt to get smokers to quit with the use of some graphic images. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The FDA has come out with 9 new warning labels that will appear on individual packs of cigarettes.
These graphic warning labels represent the first major change to cigarette labels in 25 years.
That's FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg, who was on hand for the unveiling of these labels, if you will. And they include startling images of dead bodies, mouth cancer, diseased lungs, and a man on a ventilator.
These powerful images will go a long way toward a time where we can and will make tobacco-related death and disease a part of America's past.
These new labels must appear on all cigarette packs and ads in the U.S. starting in October of 2012. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius was also on hand for this news conference. Here's what she had to say about what these labels are designed to do.
Every person who picks up a pack of cigarettes is going to know exactly what risk they're taking.
Of course, the ultimate risk is death. Over 440,000 people in the U.S. die each year from tobacco-related illnesses. Here are some other disturbing numbers.
Approximately 4,000 American kids between the ages of 12 and 18 try their first cigarette.
That's each day. 4,000 children trying their first cigarette each day.
1,000 of those children become daily smokers.
So, are these new graphic labels going to do the trick with those who are already smoking? Well, here's what one smoker in New York City had to say when she saw these new labels.
That does freak me out, but I still smoke, so it's an addictive drug. If they want us to quit, they should just stop selling it, period.
At least she's honest, and she's certainly not alone in offering that opinion. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles.
gallons.
Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7-5 to 7-9.
Good day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow up 110 points, closing at 12,190. S&P up 17. NASDAQ tacking on 58 points. These were the sounds heard in Chicago last night. Powerful storm hit the area. Utility crews working to restore power to thousands of customers left in the dark by heavy rain, lightning, and 80-mile-per-hour winds. The storm stranding riders on commuter trains and forcing hundreds of flights to be canceled at O'Hare International Airport. President Obama to unveil his Afghanistan withdrawal plan in a nationwide address set for tonight. The president has long intended to start withdrawing U.S. forces from the Afghanistan war this summer. Over the past few weeks, President Obama has been deliberating the overall pace of withdrawal and how many troops to bring home beginning next month. Let's talk tennis. Wimbledon first round match yesterday. American John Isner against Frenchman Nicolas Mahut. The last time these two hooked up at Wimbledon last year, it was a marathon match. 11 hours, 5 minutes over a 3-day period, with the fifth set going 70 games to 68. Well, these same two played yesterday. This time it didn't take 11 hours. John Isner won it in straight sets in just 2 hours, 4 minutes. And finally, yet another new and interesting study about human behavior, and this one will definitely annoy you. From the Journal of Social, Evolutionary, and Cultural Psychology, participants in this study were asked to complete simple math problems while listening to a variety of rather obnoxious sounds. Now imagine yourself sitting in a room trying to complete some math problems while listening to this. This is the sound of a high-pitched electric saw. Well, we had other sounds playing for this group, including this. Yeah, bringing back memories of my daughter's colic and my own colic. But here's the one the subjects found most irritating. Are you ready? Here we go.
Oh, I don't feel good.
The sound of people whining. This was tops on the list of obnoxious sounds. My wife tells me I should listen closely to this and that I might learn from it. No idea what she's talking about. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
So how about Trace Adkins?
Oh, he's yummy. Listen to that voice.
Jennifer loves this guy. She's like anybody, though, in Cowboys boots.
Tight jeans, about 6'4", yeah.
Patrici, that's me and you.
I'm a little closer than you are.
Yeah, I think I've seen you in some tight jeans with that big ass.
Did I just say that?
Give me the gayest moment of the show.
Maybe it's Devere talking, but you got a butt that won't quit.
Come join us, Doug Steffens, good day.